Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Addis. Batting second. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Podbielen. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bud Podbielen. And now, play ball. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Semenik moves to second. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-1 in the game. Addis strikes out. Semenik drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Addis out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podbielen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Podbielen. Fondi scores. Sauer moves to third. Atwell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Addis. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Semenik hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Atwell and he is safe. McMillan steals second. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini takes first base on ball 4. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Podbielen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sauer throws the ball into Jackson who relays the ball to Serena who tags Podbielen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McMillan scores. Pellegrini moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podbielen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-1 in the game. Minner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-2 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fondi moves to third. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pellegrini catches it and throws to first to double up Sauer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Andy Semenuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Semenuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pellegrini is walked intentionally. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first, with Minner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Podbielen fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Serena moves to second. One out. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Paul Minner. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Serena scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-3 in the game. Addis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Addis reaches second base with a double. Adcock throws the ball into Adams, who tags Addis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hermansky goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podbielen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. Frank Baumholtz now playing right field. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Borkowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Atwell moves to third. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Bud Podbielen. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Bob Borkowski. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.